This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. A rare strike by thousands of low-wage construction workers in Dubai has ended after 4 days with police raiding their labor camp. The government blamed the strike on a small group and will now deport some 200 of the workers. Most of the workers are migrants from countries such as Bangladesh, India, Sri Lanka, and Nepal. They earn between $100 and $300 a month. They are housed in a labor camp on an island. They cannot leave the camp except for work. They cannot change employers, and they cannot leave the country when they want to. And while Dubai's laws guarantee 30 days of annual leave, these days are rarely permitted. Labor observers have called the situation of the migrant workers in Dubai and other Gulf states modern slavery. A 2-day wildcat strike at a Mercedes-Benz car plant in South Africa has ended. A wildcat strike is a strike that has not been authorized legally by the union. The workers at the car plant are members of the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa. NUMSA is now demanding a 20% wage increase for the workers. The size of the demand has been criticized in the country's media, but NUMSA's General Secretary, Irvin Jim, is unapologetic.
One of the things that people must wake up and appreciate is that capital makes profit during boom. Capital makes profit during bust, like we have a global crisis today. But when capital makes money, when the economy is good and we've signed a trade agreement, it does not come back. We've not seen this capitalist who come back to unions and said, you have tied yourselves in trade agreements and we've made a lot of money. We are now available for economic redistribution. They keep us on what we have signed on.
Meanwhile, the General Secretary of the Congress of South African Trade Unions, COSATU, has warned NUMSA that it must pay attention to the basics of trade union work or it will lose members. Zwelinzima Vavi spoke to NUMSA's 26th anniversary convention.
We want the unions to go back to the basics, and we want the unions to be a union. And a union can only be a union if it does those two things. Protect the members in the disciplinary procedures that are unfair, protect the jobs, improve the wages and conditions of employment.
The International Labour Organization, the ILO, has reported that there are 12 million slave workers in the Asia-Pacific region. Most of these slaves are employed in bonded labour where they try to work off debts they owe to the employer. In India's Tamil Nadu state, for example, thousands of people desperate for money are offered advanced payments to work in the region's brick kilns. The ILO is operating a number of projects trying to get employers, workers, unions, and governments to tackle the problem. Diane Kent from ILO Radio reports.
For thousands of people in India's Tamil Nadu state, molding bricks in the hot sun is the only work they know. Modern mechanized methods of farming mean less work is done by hand, and that means there are fewer jobs available for farm workers and their families. The unemployed are offered cash advances to come and work in the region's brick kilns. Whole families pack their belongings, lock up their houses, and migrate en masse to the brick factories. But when the workers don't earn enough to pay back the advance, they fall into debt bondage, maybe just for the season, but sometimes for longer. To change that, the ILO worked with the region's employers, government, and trade unions together to make the relationship between workers and employers more formal, spelling out better terms for work and living conditions. On the job site, the men and women workers are enrolled in programs to provide financial assistance in case of accident or death, maternity protection, and pensions. These are benefits they would not have received before. The workers have also learned the value of putting aside money to pay off their debts, make savings, and support their families. So far, families in about 50 brick kilns in the area have benefited.
And that's it. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity forever.